time. So, other question?
That's nice. Been a long time for me since I've listened.
This verse speaking about Hiranyakashipu when he prayed to Lord Brahma. So Bhagavatam says that he getting up from the ground and seeing Lord Brahma before him, he had the head of the deities was overwhelmed by jubilation. With tears on his eyes, his whole body shivering, he began praying in the humble mood, with folded hands and flattering voice to satisfy Lord Brahma. And when I was reading this verse, I think that he expressed like this all qualities when which we can see in the devotees. His voice was shivering, he was in the humble mood with his folded hands. And I was thinking that this Srila Prabhupada further says that He the only desire which he had, it was like to satisfy his senses. And I was thinking, how can we see this mood, demonic mood in ourselves? And is it possible to see this in the other persons, this subtle desire to distinguish this?
Ask me some game rules, huh?
You say about this verse from fourth verse where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says Janmani Janmanishwari. So I heard this lecture from Indra Prabhu lecture some time ago, and he told that this mean that I want to get birth again and life after life, but in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in some pastimes of Mahaprabhu or Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Hmm.
And Indra Prabhu says when he says about it, so he the mood is I won't take get birth life after life in these pastimes. What does it this is the meaning of this word? Is it what do you think about it?
What are you saying? What is the meaning of what I just said?
Yeah, this is the meaning. But what do you think about it?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to give Radhakrishna Prem, and especially Mandri Bhav. This prayer, Shikshastikam, is spoken by Radharani. It came through the mouth of Mahaprabhu inside the Gambira and during his Gambira Leela in the last 6 years of his Prakat Leela. He was deeply absorbed in the Mahabhava of Srimati Radharani. And his only solace, Radharani's solace, Gaurahari's only solace, was the Sangha of Sru Damodar, who is Lalita Sakhi, and Rai Ramananda, who is Vishakha. They were helping him pass his time by speaking about Krishna. So this, all these prayers are spoken in Radha Bhav. They're from the viewpoint of Radharani. So one can give different interpretations according to his viewpoint, according to his own Bhav. But the prayer is not about birth in Gaur Leela. And the prayer is not about Siddhadeya and Gaur Leela, life after life. The prayer is Radharani's crying out to Krishna. Keep me as a part, O Nanda Nandan, keep me as a particle of dust at your feet. This prayer, Nadanam Najanam Nasundaram, Radharani's saying, I don't want anything. All these things are with you. I know Krishna, that you're also Jagadish. I know you're the Jagannath. I know you're the control of the universe. All I want is birth after birth. Birth after birth, I just want to serve you and love you. So this is an expression of her humility in Dainya Bhav. Then she further expresses her humility by saying, oh, Nanda Nandan. So every verse is Radharani praying to Krishna in Vrindavan. Every verse is Radharani praying to Krishna in Vrindavan. Cheto Darvana Marjanam. Sri Krishna Sankirtan. All glories, Pramvijayate. May your name be glorious and may my name be glorious. Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So Lord Chaitanya came to... Lord Chaitanya didn't preach that the goal of life is to go to Navadvip. The goal of life is to get a Siddhadeya in Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya preached, and all those he empowered and ordered to write and preach, they all preached that the goal of life is to go to Goloka Vrindavan, to Krishna's Leelas, to worship Radha Madhava in the Kunjas of Vrindavan, in the Mandri Bhav. All the Chaitanya Charitamrita is about that. All the writings of the Six Goswamis are about that. All the writings of Narottam, Baladev, Vidyabhushan, and Vishnu Chakravarti are about that. That is the goal. And the practice is the Raghunuga Marg, following the gopis. And that Rupa Goswami is telling, and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in our sadhaka rup, we should follow Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das. And in our siddha rup, we should follow Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari. So that's Raghunath Das and Rupa Goswami in their sadhaka rup. They lived in Vrindavan, not Navadvip. And they're writing all songs about Radha and Krishna. They made one song of prayer, glorification, Lord Chaitanya, and selected verses, nashtakams here and there. All right, that's there. That's part of the bhajan. But most all the writings, Stavavali, Stavamala, Lalita Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav, Gopal Champu, it's all about Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. So this is the goal. So one devotee gives some interpretation, understanding, that's his subjective view, but it's not really the Gaudiya Vaishnava Tattva Siddhanta. If you want, you can do that if you want, but the prayer is really all about Radharani and Vrajabhav and separation and Krishna's, the glories of Krishna's name. And Radharani's ultimately her vira. Oh, Krishna, I can't. I just, every moment without you is like a yuga. I don't care. Just show yourself to me or embrace me or crush my ribs with your embrace or break my heart or just somehow interact with me. Show yourself. Oh, Pranath, no matter what you do to me, mat prananathasu tu sevanapara. You're always my prananath, life after life. So this is all about Braj Bhav and Madhurya Bhav and Parakiya Bhav of Radharani and Krishna and developing a Siddhadeva of Gopi Manjari and going to Vrindavan. How we find this prayer, Lord Chaitanya is telling, this is life after life, be born in Gaur Leela. And I've never read any comments about that by any acharyas writing commentaries on the Shikshastika. I never read this. I've never seen this anywhere, nor have I understood this. So that's some special view of one devotee or his feelings or his desires or his hankering. That's how he's seeing it. But as far as our Gaudiya Siddhanta, I think it's a little different understanding of the Shikshastikam verse which you mentioned. Nadana Najanana Sundaram Kavidam Va Jagadisha Kamiye Mama Janmani Jananish Bhavatad Bhakti Hoitaki Dei. Because right after the Zayi Nanda Tanashikankaram, he says, Nadana Janana Sundaram Kavitam Va Jagadisha Kamiye Jagadisha. The prayers to Jagadisha. Jagadisha is Krishna. Jagadisha Kamiye. Kamiye means, oh Jagadisha, I have a desire. So I know that Vishnu fulfills all desires that in his various forms. So Krishna, I only go to you for love. I only go to you to serve you, to love you. Radharani's thinking. He says, oh, but I know you're also Jagadisha. You're controlling. So Jagadisha Kamiye. Oh Jagadisha, if you're out there somewhere, if you can hear my prayer, I'm crying, oh Jagadisha, oh Jagannath, please hear me. I don't want anything of this world. I don't want family. I don't want kingship. I don't want anything. I don't, birth after birth, oh Jagadish, I just want your service. He's not saying, oh Gauranga, I want your service. Oh Nityananda, he's saying, oh Jagadish, Krishna. Then next verse, Nanda Nandan. First verse, Sri Krishna, then Jagadish, then Nanda Nandan, then Praneshwara, Prananath. Then it says, Yugayitam, Govinda Virahayamaname. Govinda, the whole prayer is about Radha and Govinda. Govinda Virahayamaname, Jagadish, Sri Krishna, Nanda Nandan, and Prananath. You follow?